strap in, shut up, and hold on. Back to this week's misinformation. I'm Zach.
And I'm Willard.
He's back, bitches. What's going on, buddy?
I got a cold, but other than that, I'm feeling great.
Like a head cold?
Yep.
Summer head cold.
I was in Switzerland. It was fucking really cold.
I was in Switzerland. It was really cold there. They have fraulines and shit. Fuck you. Seriously, you were in Europe, right?
3 below 0 in August is cold.
Yeah, but there's Switzerland bitches.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly Japanese people there.
In Switzerland?
Yes. Pretty much. All Japanese people.
What the fuck? So you went all the way to Switzerland to see some blonde-haired beauties, and you see Hong Kong Tai, Hong Pao.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
What? Very anticlimactic.
It was.
So you didn't see any hot bitches at all in Switzerland?
No. Italy was even a bigger letdown. Germany was not bad, though.
So you went to Switzerland, Italy, Germany. Where else did you go?
That was it, yep.
And you're over there because your brother does some...
Yeah, my brother works in Germany for the summer. He does, like, youth camps for kids whose parents are in the military.
Oh, really? Huh. That's cool. So tell me about some titties. See some titties?
Yeah, on the beaches.
Really?
All parks in most parks... I shouldn't say all, but most parks in Europe are clothing optional.
No
City
shit.
City parks.
Now, do you have to, like, take your... Do you have to get your gear off if you're wandering around and other people have their...
No, it's optional.
So you can be a pervert? It's all right?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. They encourage that, actually.
Like, hey, keep your gear on. All right, watch these titties bounce.
Well, in Germany, the parks have, like, just beer tents all over. So you just sit there, have a beer, and check out the naked sunbathing chicks right next to you.
Did you touch anything?
Unfortunately, no.
Shit. But you saw titties?
Oh, yeah.
Get pictures?
From a distance.
Goddamn right you did. Pictures are don't happen, I'm telling you. That's awesome. Why didn't you bring them with you?
They're at home, but yeah, I'll bring them next week.
What the fuck good are they going to do me at your house right now?
I'm still going through them. I took over 500 pictures.
I'm going through them as he makes the quote sign.
It's got this new little cropping there.
Cropping, yeah. I don't like him. So, completely nude?
No.
Just topless. Topless. Nice.
Not bad. Can't complain.
Holy shit, apparently a car just drove by. Oh, yeah. That's a real Iowan automobile you're hearing going by there, world listeners. What?
It was a motorcycle.
Adam's here.
It was a what?
Motorcycle.
We also have Adam with us here putting in his 2 to 3 cents. We're going to cut him off at 4 cents if he gets there, because seriously, we haven't bought him a microphone yet, so.
That's too many pennies.
That's some bullshit right there. Can't count on him to say good stuff. We're not buying him no microphone. So, topless German bitches.
Yep.
Did they, like, do you talk to you, chat any up or anything?
At the beach, no.
No?
But just, I'd say the most social ones are definitely Germans.
Yeah? What'd you do? Like, go out to the bars and shit, or?
A little bit. I don't know. There's no drinking fountains at all in Europe, basically. I saw, seriously, maybe 5 the entire time I was on the trip.
Like, for water? Like
I've
for,
never, like, I just, you take them for granted over here. Just, you go 10 feet, there's a drinking fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Think nothing of it. But over there, just, it's summer, it's hot, it's warm. No drinking fountains anywhere.
Really?
If you want to buy pop or water, the cups they serve them in are maybe half the size. Like those mini little retarded little cans. Like 2 of them equal a normal can.
Like the 8-ounce cans?
That's like, yeah. If you go to a restaurant and order water or pop, that's how big they give you. And
like,
it costs...
Like the ones you get on an airplane?
Yeah, those mini cans, those little tiny mini cans.
Okay.
That's how they, that's their proper serving size at a restaurant.
For a water or pop?
A water or pop, they give you that much.
What do they call pop over there?
I didn't. It's just call it Pepsi, Sprite, whatever it is. They're not Mountain Dew, unfortunately. That drove me crazy.
If you go into a restaurant and order, like when you went to eat and stuff, did you just order in English?
I'd usually point to the menu. I'd try to say the word. It'd be like, I'd butcher it and just point, and they'd always say whatever it was.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you just point to like the little square of which soda you wanted.
Yeah, I felt like I was 2 years old.
Well, you know, it's like, but you started to figure it out after a while, right?
Right.
Because it's like when you go to a Chinese, like the Chinese buffet, you don't eat Chinese because you're a Jew.
No.
But when we go to the Chinese buffet place here, they don't speak very good English.
We'll see, in Italy, like the restaurants are all Italian and we eat that stuff here, so that was easy.
Except for you're like, yeah, I want that spaghetti.
And they're it's like, called spaghetti over there.
But that's not how they say it, is it? Don't they like put their Italian like
spaghetti, something like
look
that.
Look at that, he's bilingual.
He said paschetti, that's what it's
called. I want some of that paschetti, please. Well, but you know, you like going to the Chinese buffet here, and there's four, they say four things. You know, you walk in, it's, how many? And then they take you to your table, and, is this okay? What you want to drink? And then you tell them, and then they say, okay, go ahead. And sometimes those motherfuckers will throw you a fifth thing. And you don't know what to answer because you understand what they're saying. You just know what order they're answering your shit in. So one time I went in there and they're like, how many? Two. This okay? Yeah. What you want to drink? Mountain Dew. Okay, go ahead. All right, thanks. Hot dog, hang high. Mountain Dew. I don't know. You asked me a fifth thing. I have no fucking idea what you're asking me. And you're making me kind of uncomfortable. We had a relationship. You just crossed the boundaries. All right. We had a 4-question relationship and you went to 5. It's like trying to fucking stick your finger in a chick's butthole when you've only finger banged her so far. It's exactly like that. Right? Don't look at me like I'm a sandwich.
I just got
to eat your
Funyuns. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those Funyuns are fucking pimp. We ate some Funyuns.
I just like the way they sound.
Well, Funyuns. Well, it's fun. They're Funyuns. Everybody in the U.S. knows what Funyuns are. They're basically a poor man's onion ring.
They're just like lard-fried grease.
Again?
Lard-fried grease. It's a bit.
Lard. Oh, careful. Don't get it too close to the microphone. As we discovered, pure sound is too much for the world to handle. He's
cornmeal.
Cornmeal.
Lots of words I can't pronounce. Corn, soybean oil, salt, cornstarch, soy flour, sugar, corn flour, onion powder.
Notice that in the way that the ingredients work on a product is whatever there's the most of, they list first. It took him like 16 ingredients to get to onion anything.
The first thing is enriched cornmeal.
If they have any of that. What's that stuff that's bad for you?
Here, in parentheses behind enriched cornmeal, it says cornmeal, ferrous, sulfate, niacin, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, and folic acid.
Oh, we're going to fucking die.
We're dead.
Holy shit.
Partially hydrogenated soybean oil.
At least 4 of those things I combined in my chemistry set to make crystals.
Yeah.
Is that, you got any of that? What's that fucking stuff that's bad for you? High fructose corn syrup? Is there any of that in there?
Nope.
Good.
Natural flavors.
Bullshit.
It says natural flavors. That's all it says. Natural flavors, garlic powder, turmeric, gum arabic. Sorry.
God damn it, even the terrorists are in our Funyuns.
And extratives of onion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the hell is an extratives?
That's like when an onion curses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's an expletive.
Maybe it's the fucking hairs that grow to the bottom of it. Those ugly little, like, ratty things. Somebody just cuts those little hairs.
Onion pubes?
Yeah, onion pubes. Jesus. That's what the fucking is.
Oh, no.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, so Funyuns, they're like, they taste basically like if you were to freeze dry an onion ring, which is like just a battered ring of an onion. Like, that's the best way to describe it, right?
Onion I think ring? They know what onion rings are.
Okay, but not everybody does, because we're heard in like 7 countries now. I don't know that Norway has onion rings. Okay,
the texture's like a cheesy poof though, which
yeah,
is
yeah,
the genius
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah, yeah, the texture is all wrong for what it tastes like. All
right,
wrong, fucking all wrong. But they're delectable. I mean, they're very, very good. they're very good. They taste oniony, and then apparently polysorbic fat lactic acid is okay.
Would you like to know the calorie count?
Oh, no.
In this bag, there's 7 servings.
Oh, Jesus.
There's 140 calories and
per
60
serving.
Calories from fat per serving.
That's actually not too bad, really.
Total fat, 7 grams.
How big's a serving?
7 here.
So there's 13 pieces in a
13 pieces,
but they're round. They're like they're shaped like an onion ring,
right.
and there's maybe 6 full pieces
maybe,
in there,
maybe.
And all the rest are just busted up pieces.
But according to this, 13 pieces only weighs 1 ounce.
So they're airy.
Airy.
Wow. So they're like they're like chips, like crisps. They call them crisps across the pond. Do they have Funyuns over there?
I went to several grocery stores in every country I was at. Didn't see Funyuns. They have very few chips, but they have lots of Pringles, but no selection. Tons and tons of original Pringles, which is really fucked up because it doesn't taste like anything. The most plain, bland, fucking shitty piece of crap. Original? Who buys fucking original Pringles? You can't even find that over here. They've got original Pringles. They have like sour cream and onion and like one other kind. They didn't have the cheesy kind, the good kind, or the barbecue.
Which no cheeses.
No, the cheese, the good fucking Pringles, yeah. Or the barbecue. Not over there.
We gave up on the good fucking Pringles, like the regular Pringles a long time ago. We're like, fuck these things.
That's because we're overstimulated, apparently.
I haven't been stimulated in about a week.
The wind blows right, I get stimulated.
Well, there you go. So they only have the shitty kind?
Shitty chips, yeah. Lots of chips. Like plain tortilla chips. Like Market. A whole fucking aisle of just plain, bland tortilla chips.
Do they eat chips?
I mean, evidently not.
Walk around eating chips?
No. But I was craving Doritos, and I finally found one store that had them. They didn't have the only kind they have was Cool American Doritos,
was which that were like Cool Ranch.
Yeah, but it's called Cool American.
Where was that at? What?
Which in Germany.
That was in Germany.
Cool American.
I've got a picture of it. Yeah.
That's gay.
The fucked up thing is, it was baked in sunflower oil, which here it's like extremely fatty, like. It's like, hydrated corn oil or something?
No, I think it's basically like fat cut off a cow. They just
but yeah, they bake it in sunflower oil, which is actually like healthy. But
it's probably because they were, you know, everywhere else is trying to ban like trans fat and all that stuff, and we're just finally getting on the fucking bandwagon. So,
but see, if it was Cool American, it'd be just even. It'd be like deep fat fried, like
right
Doritos. That's right. What it would be.
Did you eat them?
Yeah.
Did they taste any different?
They were a little. I'd say it was like 99% right. It was a little bit different. But
did you hear that, Germany?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
You're 99% right.
You made a good try.
You knock down that wall and you're making strides. You're 99% right on your Doritos, you sons of bitches. Shit.
Wow. But to be fair, we live in Middle America where nothing happens until months after it hits the coast.
You're being fucking generous.
Okay, months, years.
Yeah, we're about 3 to 5 years behind, I think. Like, New York had the iPhone when we were in high school. I just had my tenure in.
They had the iPhone when
we
were in high school?
Yeah, New York did. You'll believe anything. Jesus Christ.
I just heard this morning that British Knights weren't cool shoes anymore. Can you believe that? I just bought like 6 pairs the other day.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better.
What the hell? You
my
know?
Wife made me throw my Zubas out.
That's probably because they were missing the crotch. Jesus Christ. Wow. So anything else you notice over there that was like almost like America, but different?
The best way to describe it, it's like a dream. Like, everything was the way it should be. Like, it just makes sense, you know? Like, there's dogs everywhere. You can bring dogs to restaurants. You can bring dogs into stores.
So they don't have a health code
the
over there.
The fucked up... Well, evidently not. But the weird thing is, every dog over there was extremely well-behaved. I never heard a single dog bark. They come into the store. They follow their mat, whoever they're with. If they're at the restaurant, they sit under the table. Don't bark. Don't move. Really? They just sit there.
What about the kids? Are the kids the same way over there?
I didn't hear a single parent in any of those three countries ever raise their voice to a child.
Well, and in Germany, you couldn't tell whether they're yelling at them or being fucking, like, loving, because the German is such an angry language. Like, I love you, in German is like, Unschick mein Hundchen Hundheil.
Yeah, no,
that's a change.
We rode tons of, like, public transportation. You'd see, like, five, six-year-old kids by themselves riding the bus from wherever they're from into the city.
Not spray painting anything, not acting like an asshole.
No.
See, I bet they let them beat their kids over there. I bet they do. And they should.
Well, we have so many little assholes running around.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're raised by idiot parents, that's why. Don't get me started on another fucking rant. I ended last week's show on a rant, and people are like, holy shit, what happened to him? I had three family members come and try to have me fucking committed at Allen Hospital because they thought I'd lost my goddamn mind last week.
Do you remember when you were funny?
You remember when you were skinny?
Nope, never happened.
Well, there you go. You fucker. buys tall boys on a ring. On a plastic ring. So beer is easier to get there then?
Beer is everywhere. It's cheaper than water, literally.
Like, literally?
You hear it and you think it's a joke, but no, it really is true.
So, like, if I wanted a bottle of water, what would it cost?
And their medium beer would be, like, a huge beer over here.
Really? Like a pint? What would a pint cost?
Like, if you're, if I were to go into a restaurant and order, like, a medium beer, they'd laugh at me and think I was a girl. And that would be, like, our equivalent of a mini pitcher. It'd be, like, their medium beer. Right?
Here you go, bitch.
So
they don't fuck around with their alcohol.
So, but like, how much would like a pint of beer cost you over there? Like, if you do want, I want a pint. How much would that cost?
Oh, it was everything's expensive. It would be probably
their money's worth a lot more than
I'd
our
say.
Money is,
what was sold in liters? I had a liter at the Opera House of beer, and that was about €6 or €7, which is about $9 or $10.
Wow, just for one? That's basically one drink.
It right. was a little bigger than a mini kit or a mini
but
pitcher.
But it came in a 5-gallon bucket, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And but it came in, it was like a single serving deal. It wasn't for you to pour
oh, right.
glass.
Yeah, it was,
right.
the glass was just massive.
Right. So how much is like a bottle of water?
Well, for again, that'd be like the bottle of water would be tiny.
Right.
And that would be, if you bought it at a restaurant, would be probably just €8 or €9. Like
oh,
same
shit.
Price as the beer for like half as much liquid as the beer.
What's our gas running over there?
Oh, that's like 3 times what ours is, but it's sold by the
liter.
Yeah. So it's kind of misleading because I saw you'd see the gas price and it'd be like $1.80 something. And I was like, what
Sweet.
The fuck? But it's liter and there's almost 4 liters in a gallon.
Oh, damn. Yeah, take that, England or wherever. Did you? So you didn't go to England at all, did you? You went to
no.
Germany, Sweden,
Germany,
Italy.
Switzerland, and Italy.
Switzerland, Italy. Shit, man, you're fucking all over there. So your brother was in Germany. Right?
He was stationed in Germany, but he actually went to almost every country in Europe over the summer.
Wow, must be fucking rough.
Yeah.
You know, your brother leads a charmed life. I'm just saying.
He's got it pretty good.
Yeah, he's good looking. He's average. He's tall.
Yeah.
He's. I hate him. Next time I see him, I'm going to hit him with my fucking car. Just saying.
Full head of hair.
Yeah, that motherfucker, that little mook. God damn it. I remember when we were, you used to just beat him up all the time, and now look at him with his diamond earrings and his pretty boy good looks. He can rot in hell. So, anything else you want to add about your European trip before we move on to something else?
I love it. I'm very jealous. And
you gonna go back?
I'd love to. Just it's so fucking expensive over there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Well, it's not so much that it's expensive. It's just that our money is worth nothing right now.
Right. $100 gets you about €60.
Yeah.
Which it's like you go into the store and it's misleading because you see like a shirt would be like €14. And it's like, hey, that'd be like $20 at home. But forgetting that when you do the currency like exchange, it's actually costing you about like $25-30.
Yeah. Wow, God, that just sucks. I mean, we used to have the money that was worth the most in the whole world. Would you mind getting me a beer, please?
Oh.
Thank you. We used to, you know, we used to be rich, you know, oh, rich America, and now we're just like, we would like to be Switzerland. No, one of these is good. Thanks. That way you'll still have beer. We're having side conversations and shit. It's very rude. I just sent Adam upstairs to get me, he flipped me off, that motherfucker. Sent him upstairs to get me a beer because I don't want to stop recording to go get a beer. That's silly. So, wow. Yeah, we used to be like the money, the fucking.
Well, actually the dollar is stronger than the money they use in Switzerland. They have their own currency there.
Oh, they're not on the
European. They don't want to do the European Union thing.
Really?
But it's still more expensive over there than here.
Really?
Like, we went to a local bar, and there's guys who were, it was very obvious looking at them, they're middle-class citizens, you
right.
know? They're wearing shirts from, like, construction companies and just factory shirts, and they had, like, union coats and stuff. But they were all wearing, like, extremely expensive, like, pants. They had, like...
Really?
There's a company called Mamut over there. They make,
called
like,
what?
Mamut.
Okay.
Mamut? That's how it's pronounced, all yeah. Right, right. It's like a... some like woolly mammoth looking thing. Anyway, they make like hiking clothes, and I was checking them out because they looked really fucking cool. Like I wanted to get some.
Right.
Fucking price tag for a pair of pants, $500. Every single one of these guys that were working for these companies were wearing these pants.
Jesus
and
Christ!
And these are like they have scruffy beards, and they're very like if they're over here, they'd be middle class. So they must be getting paid.
Like
very
they'd
well.
Be basically blue collar, is what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, they're making a hell of a lot more money
yeah.
than our middle class.
Right.
But they'd be it's a blue collar type job.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
When are we moving? That's what.
Yeah.
I
no
know.
Shit. Well, you know, what? I would have been all over that shit until they told me like the fucking bitches in Sweden, Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yeah.
Seriously, it's like Bill Paxton, Bill Pullman to me. Sweden and Switzerland, they're like the same place. Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Okay, with the watches. Okay, Switzerland, I expected... What? I keep forgetting where he went. So I expected there to be stories about all these hot blonde bitches, and you don't give me that. So
there were a few good-looking girls, but it was just... From the town I was in, Grindelwald, and there was probably...
Where?
Grindelwald, that's what it's called.
Is that where Grindel?
There's like Alaska. Grindel? There's like eight Grindel dudes is? For every, like, three... There's three chicks, seven dudes.
Really?
That's like the breakdown. It was ridiculous.
Did you ever...
Those odds.
Did you ever feel like you were getting hit on by, like, a German chick or something? Did you ever feel like she was, like, coming on to you?
No.
Never?
No.
You couldn't,
Did they, like, look at you like, oh, you're American?
Did you get that?
I was mistaken for a German a couple times in Germany.
And tell you what, talked?
Well, one guy just campus started talking to me, and he just would not stop.
So you
like 5 minutes, and I'd look like, I don't get you. I'm just glaring at him like...
No spracking, dude.
Finally, after like 5 minutes, he stops, and I'm like, I speak English. And he just laughs and walks off. So I have no idea what he said.
So you got hit on by a dude, but not any German chicks. No Fraulein's for you. just dudes.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. Go all the way over there. You could have gotten away with all kinds of shit. Your girlfriend would have never known. Because I know she's not listening to this show.
So. No.
So after she looks at my notes last week or 2 weeks ago and goes, you thought that was so funny that you need to write it down. I'm like, well, I guess we haven't won over a listener. I guess this will be her last experience with the show. By the way, that show totally got erased. Yeah, I was doing a bunch of moving stuff around from the laptop to my external hard drive.
Yeah.
And somehow I saved the project file and deleted all the source files.
So we've got a lost episode.
Well, sort of, except for Eric came over and recorded two while you were gone. So there's no gap. Like, we had a show every week. But yeah, that episode is...
There was a show that was made that will never be heard again.
Yeah, it's in the wind.
He's trying to push you out.
No, you know what I did find out the other day, though? And people are, if they look hard enough, they're going to figure this out, so it's not a huge revelation. All of the shows of misinformation that were ever recorded are still out there. And you can download them on other websites. Like, they're not on Podbean, and there's not a fucking thing I can do about it. All of them.
Welcome to the internet age.
Who wants them?
Dude, remember we had to take some off because people were offended and it turned into a whole big fucking mess. And I'm like, fuck, there's no way for me to get rid of these shows. So, yeah. If you look hard enough, kids, you're going to find them. But we did our best to try to take them down. You know, that's the best I can say. Because they're not on our page anymore.
See, because the internet, there's no way a female will ever become like a senator or hold any kind of like CEO job or anything.
Dude, we have women senators and CEOs.
Right, but there was no Facebook or MySpace back in the day.
Chicks that are like 19 now.
Look, go on MySpace or YouTube or anything like that for chicks in high school. I guarantee there's scantily clad pictures of them in swimsuits or lingerie.
Or people will just start being more accepting.
And that shit, like you said, you can delete it, but someone's got it somewhere and it'll pop back up again.
All you have to do is go to any picture on the internet and right click it and save as, and now you have a copy of that picture forever.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know.
They have pictures on the internet?
What? Yes, they have pictures on the internet. I'll help you fix your Facebook page tonight before you leave. How's that sound? Fucking dude's had Facebook for like 3 months and still doesn't have a picture.
Well, see, that just, it doesn't interest me at all. I don't have Facebook or MySpace, but I know myself.
The internet.
I have access to the internet, but even if I had it, yeah, I still wouldn't.
Anybody can go to the library.
I say, are you the guy at the library?
No, I've never done the internet at the library. But I know, like, if I were in high school and that shit was around back then, I would have done some stupid ass shit and put it up there, and that would still be out there, and that would drive me crazy.
I tell you, me and my one ex-girlfriend, probably, I would say I was 6 months and one bitter argument away from posting our sex video on the net. Like, it's a good thing I gave it back to her when I did, because she has the only copy now, which I assume she probably destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Like, I guarantee if the internet would have been what it is now at the point where we were breaking up, that chick would have been naked all over the internet. All over it. I would have been like, yeah, what's up now? Yeah? Have your fucking fiance email me again and talk about how much money he makes. Because there you are, fucking a fucking Ewok. There you go.
Little monkey ass just pumping away.
Yeah, my little... You're just seeing my butthole open. Close. Open, close. close. This is, I'm just,
it's winking at me.
You know, and the weird thing is when you're making a sex tape, you totally lose scope and focus of where the fucking camera is. So you're fucking spinning people around. You're thinking, oh, yeah, this is like porno sex. Yeah, in porno sex, they move the fucking camera.
Yeah, there's a cameraman. They're not doing it. Yeah. There's another guy moving the camera.
It's not sitting on a fucking tripod where at points it's just going to get my brown eye winking. Wink, wink, wink. Boss, quick, quick, boss,
quick. Have a tit.
Have a tit. Yeah, and that's the worst part. You saw way more of my butthole and my hairy ass in that fucking movie than you did her, any part of her sweet body. Like, I'm like, God damn it. And then the part at the beginning where I'm begging her to let me fuck her on camera is really embarrassing. I'm like, come on, baby. Come on, let's just do it. She's like, no. I'm like, oh, come on, just touch yourself. And she's like, no. I'm like, seriously, I'm going to fuck you right now, and I'm leaving the camera on. She's like, no. I'm like, you don't realize that I put electrical tape over the red dot. You know? What? What happened?
You're going to
pick. No, no. She knew about it. I gave her the only copy of the tape. Which Chris the Mexican says to me one day. He's like, why didn't you make a copy of that goddamn thing? I wanted to see that bitch naked. She was hot. And I was like, yeah, but to see her naked, you would have had to see my asshole. Because I watched that tape a couple times. And the most prominent feature in that video is indeed my butthole. The fucking camera was at the foot of the bed. How are you going to get away from the butthole shots that way? You don't fuck
you
sideways.
You do realize by admitting this, if she happens to be a listener, this video will now be online of your butthole.
Yeah, yeah. But I tell you.
Listeners, Google Zach's butthole. I guarantee in 10 minutes right now that fucker will
we
be up there.
Okay, that's fine if she does that. But the positions that we were in where you see my butthole, guess who else's butthole you see? Hers. It's true. Something about her flip. Nah, we're not going to get into it. We're done. We're done with this conversation. We're done. Jenny listens to this show. We're done with this fucking conversation. I put out a call to listeners to be a little bit. We wanted this to be an interactive show, all right? Because we love our listeners and we really appreciate it. Since this is a
Weller doesn't, he doesn't have the internet.
Weller doesn't even know we have listeners because he doesn't have the internet. But since this is a privately like produced and put together and hosted show and everything, like we pay to put it on the internet and the service on the internet hosts it for us. We don't have like a major website promoting it and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Irish. Love you. So we don't. Like, because, like, Cabin Fever reaches, like, 1,000 listeners.
Right.
Easily, right?
That's because they're good.
Motherfucker!
I've listened to them. They're good. They're funny.
Just shut up. Go play Madden.
Okay.
So we don't have that, like, that juggernaut rolling behind us. So every listener we get is one we literally have to go out there and pull in off the street. Our numbers are going through the roof right now. We're doing really well. So we wanted to show that we could appreciate our listeners. So I put a thing out on our MySpace bulletin on the misinformation page that Rob maintains for us. I basically said, if you put our MySpace in your top friends and send us a message telling us that you did it, we'll talk about you on the show. And I didn't want it to be like, yeah, so this is John Smith, and he put us in his top friends, and then go on to something else. So I did a little research, okay? So the first person, actually the only person so far to actually answer the call on this is Louise from Scotland. I believe Stirling, Scotland, I think, yes. Yeah, Stirling, Scotland. Okay, so I did a little digging around her MySpace page. Apparently Louise makes her own jewelry.
Interesting.
Yes, designs and
she
makes her own
hot.
Jewelry. She does sound kind of hot. She's taken. She has a boyfriend per her MySpace page. Well, she's in a relationship. Doesn't say it's a boy necessarily, I don't think. But she's in a relationship.
You're not doing anything to convince me that she's not.
Right, right. But I'm just saying. Okay, so. And Louise actually heard about us through Cabin Fever. Cabin Fever pimped our show, I think, like 2 episodes back. They actually did a really good job, like, talking about the show and talking about how they love you and hated Corey. Like, it was like a 5-minute discussion. They love Weller.
Thank you, Cabin Fever. I haven't heard episodes, but I hear good things.
Yeah, once he gets
when he gets the internet, he'll listen.
When I get the internet, I'll download some episodes. And
I've listened to them. They're funny. They're good.
Wow. Yeah. So there's that.
I can't understand what they're saying all the time, but
they mean well.
They mean
well. Yeah. So they pimped us pretty good, and then apparently Louise decided to give us a listen, and she loves the show. She had nothing but good things to say.
Did she throw Corey under the bus too?
No. Pretty much, people were leaving Corey alone. You know, people understand that he had to go, and there was not a whole lot we could do about it. But the Irish still hate him. they hate that guy's guts. Jesus Christ. But So we, she makes her own jewelry, okay, which I think is pretty cool. So what I think would be cooler and shit is if she made like a manly, masculine misinformation necklace. Would you wear a necklace?
I don't do accessories, but if it was like the manliest necklace ever made, I would wear it.
Yeah. What if it was made like out of bear teeth and...
They don't have a lot of
pussy hair.
I don't think they have. I don't want pussy hair on my fucking neck, man.
Maybe an onion puber too, but yeah. I gotta draw the line somewhere.
I think she should just design one and like that way, because she seems to be pretty into the show. I would like to see what her jewelry interpretation of the show would be.
Draw it up and
just like not actually make it because that would cost her money, and I don't want to just draw the sketch
and
just like what would a Cabin Fever jewelry look or not. Son of a bitch!
Wow!
Those sons of bitches!
Wow! What I the think fuck? Somebody's jealous!
Those sons of bitches! Look what they did! What would a misinformation jewelry look like? Those guys are fucking bored into
you know
my brain!
Like? Not as cool as the Cabin Fever necklace!
You're a son of a bitch! God damn it! Oh, so that'd be cool, I think.
We can't really compete, they have cool accents.
They do have cool accents. It's
actually they don't. not in that way. Not in that way.
Irish hate Willard.
I had an argument with my brother because he went to London for a while and he kept saying how the accents over there drove him crazy. And I had to point out to him that English is English because it was invented in England. We're the ones with the accents, not them.
Well, I think the Irish still have an accent though.
It'd be the equivalent of like a southern accent then.
Right. Holy shit, that was just fucking just cold. Actually, they don't. Wow. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. We're the ones that talk funny.
Correct.
I would agree with that. No.
Dude,
stop being so fucking jingoistic. Now go look that up and leave us alone. So, yeah, that's right, I said it. She brings our female listeners to a solid 3 now. Including Jenny. So out of 50 listeners for each show, which is about what we're averaging right now.
We've got 2 that we're not nailing.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's actually impressive. I mean, I could brag like, hey, all our female listeners, only 2 I haven't had sex with.
Motherfucker, there's 3.
All right, 3.
He said it.
You can edit that shit later.
Smiling.
And at first, I'm like, "Yeah, that's pretty."
Wait a minute.
You son of a bitch! God damn it! Fuck. But we've had some other people write in, you know, because we've been challenging people to write in just so the show's interactive and that we can hear from our listeners. Josh from Indiana, who I believe posts on Quick Stop as Behind the Flames or something like that. Knock it off. Josh was nice enough. He really liked your the musical mustache episode.
Yeah.
So he sent us his top 10 things that have to do with a mustache. Okay. So basically it was kind of in the vein of your music to listen to if you have a mustache. But he gave us top 10 different topics that we could come up with.
All right.
To break down the same way. Okay. So So his he numbered them 1 to 10, but it looks like he went from to best. So
right.
Okay, so we'll say number 1 is the least cool or like the least true, and number 10 will be like the most true thing he thinks.
All right.
So his number 1 thing is sexual positions that you're more prone to if you have a mustache. So his examples are doggy style at the girlfriend's parents' dinner table. If you have a mustache. Number 2 was celebrities to fuck while wearing a mustache. And apparently his number 1 was Jamie Presley. Celebrities with mustaches. To which he says, Bert, say no more. I would agree. Okay.
All right.
Top cities you should live in if you have a mustache. Anywhere in Montana.
I'd be going with Cleveland myself, but yeah.
Cleveland.
Number 5, the chicks you would fuck even if they had a mustache.
Ooh.
Angelina Jolie. I would fuck her giving birth.
Not Amy Winehouse?
Gosh. No,
that's where the mustache is right. Like, I don't know. I'd have to see the mustache on her, I guess.
Like, is it a handlebar?
Exactly. Exactly.
Is it like a Paul Senior mustache?
The walrus.
Number six. Jobs that require a mustache. His number one was cop.
Yeah.
Obviously. Jobs where a mustache is clearly not appropriate. His number one is hooker.
Yeah, I can see that.
Vacation destinations while wearing a mustache. NASCAR race. That's the answer to that. TV shows to watch with a mustache. His top DJ Booker. Yes, his top DJ. did you look at this?
Wow.
That was. His top answer was TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker or Hill Street Blues?
Oh, or what about NYPD Blue? Dennis Franz has a kick-ass mustache.
Nobody with a mustache wants to see his ass.
I'd probably go with Night Court, I think, on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think TJ Hooker's a good bet, man. And then his number one is you want to come up with your top 10 mustache mistakes, and his answer is they are all mistakes.
Major League Baseball, you and I were just talking about it. Jason Giambi grew a mustache. All of a sudden, he's doing well.
Yeah, that's very true. And I ended up going through with it, and I grew my mustache, brought it into work, and actually, I was amazed at the shock of it. Like, I was only aware of it for the first day. I was conscious of it, and then I just kind of forgot about it because people were used to it. But people would literally from other sides of the building come over to me and just to see it. I'm not lying. It was like, so bizarre.
It's like he had been up.
I had people come up and give me high fives and be like, "Yeah, fucking rock!" And I'd be like, I'd forget for a while what they're like. What the fuck's the mustache? I'm like, oh yeah, thanks.
Did you take any pictures?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you fucking mook, man!
I'll grow it again. I got it.
I think we should have a 70s style mustache grow up.
Oh, I don't want to grow a mustache, man.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Go with the goatee. That's what I did. Grow the goatee out, and then
I can't grow a goatee at work.
We'll be fired.
Yeah. So we can grow a mustache. That's allowed, but no goatee. So I can't do it, man. Usually, even when I grow a goatee, I don't grow the mustache. I just grow the Amish rock star, what I like to call it.
I originated that. Thank you.
Yeah. So thanks to Josh from Indiana for his top 10.
Excellent list.
That was a great list. That was a very good list. That was awesome, Josh. Outstanding. That was a good job. The logo design contest continues. Give that one Funyun. God, those Funyuns are so good. Logo design contest continues. It's in full swing. We're going to be accepting applications until August 31st. JK is still in the lead with his finished. I believe it's finished. From what I've seen so far, he said he's still working on the header though, which is probably going to be pretty good. His logo design is fucking tight.
Yeah, I've got to see a few of them already, and they're some pretty good selections. So
yeah.
Keep it up.
The trout mask replica is the guy's name that posts on Quick Stop. The one he submitted. He basically submitted so that we would know that he was interested in the contest. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little scary.
It looks like the guy from Green Mile crying.
It's me.
Oh. You have an extremely large head, so it could be.
Boss, you leave a light on at nighttime, boss.
Don't put that bag over my head, boss. I'm scared of the dark.
Yeah, so it was just, stylistically, it was just very creepy. Like, he made my eyes very, big and droopy and
scared looking.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a name for that style, because I've seen it around at Weller.
It'd be abstract expressionism, kind of like Edvard Munch. Remember the Scream painting?
Right.
It kind of was sort of in that style, but
he didn't really distort my face. He just kind of tried to turn me into a very creepy cartoon.
Right.
Right.
Kind of looked like a bald Gacy.
Shut up. Sorry, that was mean. I apologize. I just didn't know what else to say.
I don't even have a microphone, man.
No, you're using mine. It's because you're sitting on my lap. But Trout Mask Replica, I believe, is the 75-year-old guy we were talking about before. I was like, well, I think he's a kid. And you're like, well, he could be 75 for all we fucking know, right? So
he must be old. It's that's an album from Captain Beefheart made in the late 60s.
Oh, really?
It's very obscure, so.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yep.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Just share that with you.
For a guy that doesn't have internet or cable television, you got a lot of knowledge in that noggin of yours.
I enjoy music.
Captain what?
Captain Beefheart.
beef heart?
Yes. It was like a really, they were into like heavy drugs, and they'd just do like, they'd go to some little cabin in the woods and just jam out for a whole day and record everything and then release it all as one album.
I thought you were saying.
And one of those albums was called
Trout Mask
Replica.
At first I thought you were saying Captain Beef Heart. So I was thinking, like,
Beef Heart, like, I've got the cool.
See, I always think of someone who farted in the
beef
in a bee. You know, they had the
oh, it's your, like a cartoon bee comes out of your ass and you fart. Wouldn't that be awesome if you like fart smoke signals? you're like, oh shit, that was supposed to say send help. It says I fucked your mom. Oh goddamn. Oh whoops. Oh my bad. So, I found the Puerto Rican. Remember we were talking about that a Puerto Rican was listening?
Was it every episode they downloaded?
Yeah. Okay, well, I found a Puerto Rican, okay? And he tells me he's not the Puerto Rican, but since, as far as I know, he's the only Puerto Rican listening to the show.
So he's like a representative then.
Right. But his name's Dante. Well, he posts as Dante, which I think is his actual name. He posted it at Quickstop Entertainment as Dante. And it could be his name or it's takeoff from Clerks, who was Dante. Right. I don't know. He'll have to tell us what your real name is, man. I think he might have already told me, but we've actually been getting email and I'm starting to get a little confused. So I should probably organize shit better. But henceforth, he will be known as the Puerto Rican. So anytime I say the Puerto Rican emailed us again today, it will be him.
All right.
Okay. So he's, yes, like the representative of, as far as I know, in the world, he's the only Puerto Rican. Because I don't know any fucking Puerto Ricans.
What happened? J-Lo.
I don't know her.
You know of her. Well, you don't know this guy either. You just talked to him on the internet.
But I talked to him. Like, I know he exists. But I know he exists.
J-Lo exists.
I don't know that. She's never spoken to me directly.
There's all kinds of pictures of her.
So, there's pictures of fucking Bigfoot and fucking UFOs.
Actually, I didn't get any news at all in Europe.
They didn't find
but,
it. They didn't find
but
it.
But the find one day it. I went online, I go to CNN just to find out like what's going on in the world. Right away, when the first top news story is, it says like there's
two hillbillies.
Yeah, two like police officers somewhere, and it was in Georgia, I believe.
Yeah.
Find like a Bigfoot thrown in the freezer. I'm like, what the fuck? On CNN?
Well, the thing about that was, one, it's not really Bigfoot. Okay, it's totally not Bigfoot. Fox News had the picture in the freezer, and then directly below it, they had the fucking Halloween costume that the mask was obviously taken from. It was the exact same face. Like, the exact same, like, grimace on its face and everything.
Yeah.
The funny thing was that in the picture it says Sasquatch costume, the woods will never be the same, and he's totally doing like an Elvis pose. He's like, oh. I'm like, that is not a scary Bigfoot at all. But they did the DNA test on the remains and they came back like 10% possum, 90% human. Yeah, so it's basically some human hair and possum entrails with a Halloween costume. Like, they didn't even try hard. And they did this thing on YouTube where it was supposedly...
How did they get a hold of human entrails?
No, a possum entrails.
Possum entrails.
Ah.
Yeah. But they did
this... So who's the dead buddy in the fucking...
I don't know that it's probably just... They probably just use human hair. They probably just threw their pubes in there or something. I don't know.
And a little splash.
Well, and you know what their explanation for that was? Well, that's probably what its last meal was. Yeah, possum and people. He's like, he was at like the Bigfoot buffet. It's like when you go to fucking
some of that.
When you go to Old Country Buffet or fucking Shakey's or something, right. You're like, oh, I got some macaroni and cheese and I can get some pasta and I can get some chicken wings, some possum, some people. Yeah, he went to Soylent Green and had some fucking people.
Entrails.
Possum guts. Yeah, so, but they also did a thing on YouTube where it was supposedly the scientist coming to, like, dissect their remains. Come to find out the scientist was the one guy's brother. So it's just a big fucking hoax. And so many people got excited and, like, had their hopes up. Oh my God, there's finally Bigfoot. But I started doing some research, and there's some scientists that said that in order to have a breeding population, like, say, for example, Bigfoot did exist.
Right.
In order to have a breeding population for it to reproduce and not, you know, be completely gone, at least 10,000 strong.
What?
Yeah, and there's not 10,000 of anything in this fucking world besides insects that you're gonna not bump into.
Unless it lives to be, like, very, very old. Tortoises live to be, what, like, almost 200?
Yeah, but it's a primate, ideally. I mean...
Maybe not.
Well, what the fuck else is it gonna be? It's covered in hair and smells like your asshole.
It's a hairy lizard.
There's no such thing as a hairy lizard. Don't look at me like you have the answer, because you don't.
I bet Mr. Bud Light does.
No, he might. He's probably got a better answer than Mr. Corona. These things just don't really do it for me. This, I tell you, Corona isn't Mr. Bud Light, but he's Mr. Bud Light now. I tell you right there. I see what I did? Yeah. So, yeah. So Dante is now the Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican.
If Puerto Rican decides to listen.
He can be number two if he wants, but Dante's always going to be our number one Puerto Rican.
The assistant Puerto Rican. Vice Puerto Rican. Vice Puerto Rican.
The VPR, if you will.
So, yeah, if the dies, then the vice gets it.
That's awesome. I love it. That's great. Yeah. I took my car to the mechanic today. It'd been making this, like, when I tried to stop, and made this kind of, like, wonk, 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 wonk feeling through the brake pedal. And I needed an oil change, and I needed my tires rotated. So I took it in, and I said, hey, I need you to look at the front end. I think something broke in there. I think there's something wrong with the brakes, and I need an oil change and a tire rotation. They called Jenny this afternoon, or Jenny called them this afternoon. I was already at work. And they said, yeah, it's done. Go ahead and have them come and pick it up. I'm like, they didn't okay any work with me. And she said, none needed to be done. They changed your oil and rotated your tires. The mechanic didn't fuck me. Like, he didn't fuck me. Like, I totally gave him the open door. I'm like, I think something might be maybe broken. Usually the mechanics fuck
up. Yeah, they can make something broken.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Basically, you threw the change down and bent over for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he didn't bite. Like, it...
Is it because you're undesirable?
I don't... Well, when I came home tonight, before I came down to record, I jumped in the shower real quick and I was in talking to Jenny, and she's like, I fucking hate you. I said, why? She goes, I take my car in for an oil change, and it ends up costing me $600. You take your car in for major repairs and pay $35.49.
There's two reasons that happens. Her right breast and her left breast.
Dude, no.
No, women usually get hosed.
Well, yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah, but yeah. This was my car. But see, the thing was, no, her car is a piece of shit. Agreed. is what a lot of the problem is. We broke both tie rod ends, and it's a fucking four-wheel drive car. We break the tie rod ends and find out they were made out of plastic. Yeah. Ford Escape, year 2002. Don't fucking buy them. I'm just saying. So, Priority One is the name of this place that fixes our cars. And, man, I'm going to take my fucking car there all the time. If they did body work, I'd get the fucking rust fixed up there.
Now, see, my Jeep has been broken down for 2 months now. And I don't take it in because I know it's going to be so fucking expensive that I've got to have at least $500 or $600 saved up just to pay this bill.
Do you know what it is? What's wrong?
I have no idea what's wrong with it.
Take it to Priority One. Will it start?
No. And it's at the bottom of a hill, which doesn't have a driveway, in my garage. So how am I going to get it up this hill?
I have
no idea.
How'd you get it down there?
I drive it down there. It's a Jeep.
What yeah, but the hell do you and then it just wouldn't now? Then it just wouldn't start.
I bum rides off of friends. I had my brother's car up
Jesus
until
Christ,
now.
Jesus Christ, you're almost 30 years old.
I had been working.
How do you get to work?
I'm here,
man?
Aren't I? I carpool. Times are tough, man. I was carpooling before, actually.
He works with his fucking
girlfriend. He's going green.
He works with his girlfriend, so.
No, she quit, actually. But one of the guys that worked
with his girlfriend quit him. Oh, or the job.
She quit the job.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
No, one of my neighbors actually works with me in the same shift, so we carpool.
One of your neighbors in, like, the ghetto there?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, really?
It's not that bad of a neighborhood.
That's why I moved there, just because I'd been to his house and was there late at night. And
didn't get robbed, and you're right that.
The ghetto's very close, but it's...
Yeah. See, that's the bad thing about the ghetto, man. The ghetto doesn't steal from the ghetto. The ghetto steals from the bordering areas.
But see, so far, they've only stole my friend's shit, not mine.
You better get a German Shepherd. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm saving up. I'll get one.
Dude, you can get a German Shepherd like $200.
That's Where? Not the cool ones, though.
What do you want?
I want the freaking $6,000 German ones that...
But that are taught in German?
Right. That you're like, hey, I want that guy's like larynx ripped out in 2 seconds. The dog runs over there and does it.
But then you have to say it in German. And they don't come like that as a puppy, man. You got to take them somewhere.
No, I know. You got to go over there and fucking pick it up and then learn the German and shit. I'll
See,
do that.
You don't want it as a puppy? You just want some fucking trained badass?
I would pay the money to have it that fucking badass and trained.
Yeah, but man, the whole thing about having a dog is you get it when it's a puppy so that it like bonds to you and shit.
You don't get
they're,
a fucking
They're trained
that.
To bond to you.
It's like getting a bitch from the bunny ranch. It does what it's told. It does what it's paid to do.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
Right.
Fuck, man. You know, where the fuck? Well, you lazy son of a bitch. Fucking look at Spike over there, man. If I wouldn't have fucking bonded with him, I'd hate his guts. But me and him, fucking tight. Spike's a cat, by the way. But, you know, he thinks he's a dog.
Hey, cats do whatever they fucking want.
But he listens. Like, he does shit. Like, I was upstairs, and he was on the bed, laying down with Jenny, and I came out of the shower, and I was like, hey, come on, let's go downstairs. He heels behind me, walks, follows me all the way downstairs, gets on the fucking couch, and crashes out. And, man, he's been kicking the shit out of that little dog. Like, he used to run and hide from him all the time. Like, he was scared to death of him until he realized, wait a minute, this little fucker's a bitch. And so now when they fucking tumble, it's on like fucking Donkey Kong. He'll get like 3 feet of air and come crashing down on that fucking dog's head, like both little paws balled up into fists, just like, I rain the pain on you, you son of a bitch. I'm on you like a fucking spider monkey. And it's the greatest cool. It's fucking cool.
Well, I wonder if dogs are aware that, like, the stigma we have on dogs and cats.
This dog is like, he's not aware of much. He's not aware of anything that's going on about. And then all of a sudden, like, because he'll walk up. And I was reading an article on the internet the other day that says that, you know, it's talking about how you introduce dogs and cats. And they usually do better if the cat is in the house first and the dog is brought in as a puppy. And it's within the first 6 months of it's like this long drawn out thing. But they said that if the dog stops trying to sniff the cat's ass, which is a greeting for dogs, and starts touching noses, which is a greeting for cats, the cat has basically made that dog its bitch. It's basically how that works out. So now every time I watch him, I watch and fucking Brutus walks up to Spike, fucking touches noses, and then kind of steps back like, are we cool? Are we cool? Did I do that right? Don't hurt me, massa. Don't want me again. That's good shit.
If you could train any animal and have it as a pet, what would it be?
Gold Eagle.
Scree the Deathbringer.
Scree the Deathbringer, baby. literally any animal as a pet. Like, does it have to be an animal living today?
Yeah, it's got to be living. You can't have like a T-Rex chilling in the basement.
T-Rex wouldn't fit in the basement unless it was laying down. So, I think it would be badass to have a tiger. But tigers eat people all the fucking time. That's not cool.
But it's trained. It's not going to...
So you're guaranteeing me that tiger's never going to fucking eat my face?
Right.
I'd probably take a tiger. Weller?
I'd probably get a hawk or an eagle. Something fucking huge and...
An eagle.
Evil looking. Like, they can fly and dive bomb people and that'd be freaky.
I'd go eagle
like a
over
falcon,
a
falcon maybe?
Well, the bad thing about a falcon is they're pretty small. You know, but like an eagle could probably whoop a fucking human's ass.
Right.
Yeah. I think that'd be all right.
They get pretty big.
All right, question poser, what would you do?
Bear.
Ooh. Like
a grizzly. Who fucks with a bear?
Like a grizzly bear?
Like a grizzly bear.
Well, that one guy fucked with him and we saw what happened there.
He ended up bear shit.
Yeah. He did. He ended up bear shit. That's true. He's like, no, I love them. I respect them.
I'm going to turn you into poo.
See, that goes back. I think bears are so intelligent, though, that... It's kind of like my theory on getting in a fight in a bar. I don't know. I've probably mentioned this in the show before, but like if you have to fight someone in the bar, like if I was told I had to fight somebody in the bar, I'd go for the biggest motherfucker there. Because if I go for the pussy, if I happen to lose this fight, I'm the fucking jackass.
You're the new pussy.
The rest of my life, I'm the guy that got my ass whooped by some pussy guy. But if I go for this big-ass motherfucker, people expect me to get my ass whooped. So if I get my ass whooped, like they expect that. But if I kick this guy's ass, I'm a fucking god. So I'm thinking the bears saw this guy, because I've seen the movie. It's a good movie, Grizzly Man. Check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a really interesting movie, but
really?
This guy is
the only thing it doesn't show is his death, right? I mean, because that's not...
Or does it show him like
that? It doesn't show his death.
Do you hear like... in the background?
It's kind of weird. It shows there's a scene where one of his best friends ends up getting like the copy of the tape where she can hear him dying and she listens to it and you get to see her listening to him dying.
But you don't hear any of it.
Really bizarre, but no, you don't actually hear it.
Oh, okay. Wow, that'd be fucked up, wouldn't it?
But yeah, just if you see even like half the movie, you know that this guy is fucking stupid. Not right in the head. So I'm thinking bears pick up this guy is really fucked up, and they don't want to fight him because this guy whoops the bear's ass, he's going to be the biggest joke in the bear world, which is not cool, right? It's like it's not even worth it. You
suppose Yogi just got sick of him fucking being there and decided, hey?
He probably like, I bet the bear that killed him probably walked around for days and made sure there's no bears around. He's like, okay, I'm cool. I'm going to fucking take this dude out now. And then he had to... That's my theory on it.
Boo, tell me if anybody's looking.
Oh, shit. Best episode.
But there you go back to a bar. You walk into a bar with a bear.
Dude, you can't take a fucking dog in a bar. Why would what make you think? Bear.
Actually, I saw a show. They actually have seeing eye like miniature horses.
What?
I'm not making this up.
You ever seen dicks on those things?
I swear, it's funny as hell. They went to New York City of all places, and they had this like harness and this miniature horse. And there's this guy like walking
around. Like a Shetland pony.
Yes, by a fucking miniature horse.
The only problem is a horse will shit itself in public.
They have the sack like in parades. That's what it had. The shit sack. No, yeah.
Well, you know what would be even better than that? If they had for the miniature horse a midget that went around with the fucking wheelbarrow and the shovel.
The fucking Shriner car.
Oh, God.
If you could teach a mini horse, I'm sure you could teach a bears can ride bicycles in the circus, you know?
You know how fucking demeaning that is for a fucking bear? An ultimate predator comes fucking...
I'm saying you give the bear a fucking aspect, like, hey, you ride this fucking bicycle, or are you going to pretend to be my seeing eye bear? Like, I'll be your seeing eye bear.
Well, of course he would. Because you know what else? I bet you never get fucking mugged in Chicago if you have a seeing eye bear.
I bet you don't.
You know, some of those muggers, you know, most of those muggers are afraid of dogs, but occasionally they'll just walk up and fucking shoot your dog. You know, they're going to have a pretty good fucking lucky shot with a fucking grizzly bear.
It takes a pretty big caliber to knock down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they're gonna piss it off first. And the bear's going to be like, brruh. The bear's gonna move you over next to a building so you can hold on to it. And then he's gonna go over and fucking tear that asshole. Like,
put you over there, pat you on the head.
Fucking fix your hair.
I'll be right back.
It'd be just like that chick listening to her buddy die, because the blind guy can't see any of it.
He just assumes, like, I don't know, what the hell's going on?
I don't know, maybe he's pushing the walk button for me. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Mr. Smith, what happened with the bear? I don't know. I know that someone tried to take my wallet out of my back pocket, and all of a sudden there is just a hand in my pocket.
I reached down to stop him, and I realized I could pick up his hand and slap myself with it. It was really quite odd. So then I used it to jerk off, and then I gave my bear a treat.
And then Bobo put me next to a building, and I heard nothing but screaming and growling.
Why does the bear's name have to be Bobo?
I don't know. What would you name the bear?
Rex. Or Bart. Or Bluto. Or something fucking masculine. What? Why not?
Like Randy Savage?
That's a lot to say. That's a lot to say, but
what's the fun of the bear named Randy Savage?
It'd be even greater if you teach a bear to have his fishy move be a fucking elbow from the top rope. The bear's already eaten the dude. Like, the guy's face is gone, right? And then the bear's like... Bleh. Goes over to the nearest tree, climbs up the tree, and then fucking drops an atomic elbow off of fucking bow, right on the guy. That'd be great. Not
get
fucking Bobo.
Little sunglasses.
Yeah, and he's like, oh yeah. Fucking Bobo? Seriously?
I didn't know what to say. I just threw it out there.
Wait, why don't you just cut off the bear's nuts?
What would you name the bear?
I just told you, something masculine.
Those are all gay.
Well, or fucking like
you know, at least we gave Miller's bird a cool name.
Scree the Deathbringer. But Bobo, man?
Bobo, agreed.
I would name the fucking bear Steve. I don't care. Anything that's not Bobo. Or,
Roy, get over here and be the guy.
hey, Travis. Just give your bear people a name.
Hank. I go with Hank.
Hank.
It's an old guy name. You don't fuck with an old man. They have old man strength.
Yeah, it's what keeps him from dying of cancer. It's a fucking old man strength.
What were we talking about over here? On the way over here. Oh, the living in the neighborhood of retards.
Well, you gotta be a little more fucking specific.
No, like an actual neighborhood of mentally handicapped people.
Oh, goddamn.
Can you imagine that? Now, he said... Can you imagine coming home and your wife getting drilled by Stevie, the next door neighbor.
Oh, God. You walk in.
And then he rolls off and he's hung like a donkey.
he's like, oh, yeah, but fucking take it, bitch. Oh, God.
You walk in, he's like, hi, Willer.
Oh, I'll do you once. Oh, I'll do you twice. I'll do you. What comes after twice? Oh, yeah, take off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 inches.
Oh, man, you can't make fun of fucking retards. That's just wrong.
No, that's when you open a pudding cup, throw it in the other room, watch the guy leave to get the pudding cup, and then you beat the fuck out of
him and your wife.
Yes.
No, you don't want to mess with the retards.
Because they got that
retard strength. Right.
Did you guys hear, you know, that movie Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
You heard about it, right? Where Robert Downey Jr. is in blackface and plays a guy who's white playing a guy who's black. And that was supposed to be, like, really controversial and a huge deal. You know what it's catching all the heat for right now? Too many uses of the word retard. I'm telling you, dude. Our fucking country has lost its compass. Has totally fucking lost its compass. Because, and I will quote a stand-up comedian I worked with once, Floyd J. Phillips. And I quote, he said, I will stop making fun of retards when they stop doing funny shit. Okay? And I think that that's fair. Okay? That's bullshit. Like, oh, use the word retard. It's just a fucking word. Okay? Robert Downey Jr. is fucking playing a black guy. He's the whitest guy in America. Okay? I don't have a problem with it, but I'm like, if you're going to pick something to be pissed off about.
We've got a lot of problems in this country. It's not because people say the word retard.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm sure Germans have a fucking another word for retard.
Yeah, like, it's Americans.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's like, Unringtagens, you know, and they probably say it over there all the time. And apparently, their kids and pets are well behaved, which is something we can learn about here.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about how many times when you actually refer to somebody as a retard or call somebody a retard, do you actually mean in a derogatory term for a mentally handicapped person?
Every single time. Why else would I say it?
I don't know, but you just killed my whole argument.
I'm just saying, why else
would you... Forget it, man. Forget it. No. Well, just go on.
Why else would you call somebody a retard if you weren't trying to talk about them being mentally handicapped?
I'm going to go play Madden.
Is that like calling somebody gay and not meaning they fucking take the steam pipe in the ass?
Yes.
No, because you mean they take the steam pipe in the ass. Like, dude, you're gay. You don't mean that they're excessively happy.
No, but you don't mean that they're necessarily enjoying the fucking Cleveland Steamer.
Yes, you do. That's the point. That's the whole point of an insult, is that you're comparing them to something unappealing. You're ugly, but I don't really mean ugly. I just mean something negative.
Well, there's many different shades of ugly.
Well, yeah, there are, but my point being...
And I would take 9-1s. I'm
right now. We don't even have enough time to even kind of get into that.
You can take 10. You get to add up to 10. You can have a 2 in there.
I'll take 10.
Dude,
I'll take 8-1s and a 2.
Still, I'm telling you, dude, if on a scale of 1 to 10 women, okay, they're you know, 10 being the most beautiful, 1 being the fucking most heinous thing you've ever seen, I don't think you have any type of concept of what a 1 actually is. Like, how fucking just nasty. There'd be detritus of their skin, fucking stank. Teeth missing, fucking belly
folds.
It
could just be a really jacked up face.
No, it would have to be more than that to be a 1.
No, like, I'm talking really fucking jacked up
face.
But
I'm saying to be, like, say she has a smoking body.
Or maybe there's, like, one tit that's massively deformed. And
right, but say she has, a smoking body and a totally fucked up face. Like, her face is so fucked up that you're just like, Jesus, but her body is fucking just tight. That's still, like, a 3. Because her body's tight. You can still turn her around. You can still turn around, but a 1 would be it would be like a fucking untouchable. You'd just look at as you're fucking her, you would go.
What if she's got the jacked up face, good body, but she has a tail?
A tail? Like,
would that be a 1?
No.
Well, she's sticking my butthole when I'm doing it.
I'll say it's like
four inches
long.
A 1 would have no positive physical characteristics. Everything about her would be fucking disgusting.
That'd be 0. That's like saying there's a perfect 10.
You can't have
a
0.
There's no perfect, but there's also no perfect. There's no perfect girl either.
A 0 would be non-existent, though, wouldn't it?
I'm saying there'd be no way there's a person that has every single part of their body.
0.
don't know, man.
I'm saying there's no zero, and there's also no perfect 10. If you see some hot chick, there's going to be something about her that...
But, like, but we're eliminating the personality, right?
Yeah, this is just okay, physical looks.
Then there is a there are plenty of perfect 10s out there.
No.
And a cornucopia.
No.
What?
9.
I'm guarantee if you were to get her buck naked and examine everywhere, okay, you'd find something that's weird.
I'm going to tell you right now without a doubt, if I got
Anna Kournikova... Maybe she has long hairs in her fucking big toe or something fucked up like that, I guarantee it.
If I got Anna Kournikova naked, I would at no point go, I don't like that mole. This is not going to fucking happen. No way. No fucking way.
But I'm saying a perfect 10, there'd be flawless body everywhere. I'm saying that there's no way that can be possible.
But a 1 would have to be...
What if she had a huge mole in her, like, fucking twat?
Is it raised or flat?
Raised.
It's got a few hairs on it.
She'd probably pluck them.
But it's still, like, fucking huge, big brown mole.
You're talking about Anna Kournikova having a big brown mole on her twat?
Yeah, yeah.
That looks like James Brown.
That looks like James Brown with hair or without?
With.
Like, is mole, that...
Yeah,
is,
when moles get that big, they have hair.
But she
you
might
could shave it.
She might pluck it or wax it.
Yeah, but it's just going to be shaving it or plucking it.
As long as the hair's not...
But she did, because she...
But see, girls, there's always going to be stubble to stubble factor then.
Not if it's waxed.
It's still... You have, if it's waxed, you have to let it grow back so long before you wax it again.
Right, but... So I'm seeing her on the stubble day and not the wax day?
Right.
But what if you... Well, men have needs. Man got to eat. So what if you just you show up and it's...
Then I'm not going down that day. I once had a girl drive all the way here from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, just so we could fuck. And I told her if she showed up and her fucking hoo-ha wasn't shaving, she's going right back home. Swear to God.
And she did it.
She shaved the fuck out of that fucker. Like, I think she went against the grain. Yeah, yeah. I almost said, hey, there's bumps down there. I don't know what those are. We better not do it. But that would have been mean. I was like, she went to a lot of effort, so I'm going to fuck her. I'll let her have it. Let her have the all 5.5 steaming inches
on it. But no, hear me out. The 10 ones, how often do you say I had sex with 10 women?
But no one is going to be like, okay, there were 10. We'll look past the fact that they all fucking smelled like BO and had fucking actual feces in their teeth and be like, okay, you had 10 of them. So I've never had 10 women. So I'm going to. Dude, that's not going to happen. No one is going to be okay with that. No one.
I'd still do it.
No, you wouldn't. You would catch one fucking foul whiff, and you would run in the other direction.
I'm fat, dude.
Dude, the minute the bad smell...
See, I'm thinking, like, the only way I could possibly do it, which is I still wouldn't do it, but if I had to do 10 ones, I'd have them all, like, lay on top of each other in a stack, and all spread eagled, so just vagina on top of vagina, and just... Bam, 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 up and down.
Like you're going to stand on one of those foldy ladders?
Yep. I'll get in, like, go to fucking, like, car shop and get all those writing jacks and just right up and down.
Don't get me wrong. 5.2s would be much better.
Nah, it wouldn't be much better, though.
Or even 3.3s and a 1.
Like, and see, the thing is, what I need to see, like those, I think this might, I might have used this imagery before. You know when you go to the hospital and they have the pain scale? And it's those happy faces, smiley faces. I need to see that of women to, you know, okay, this is a 1, this is a 2, this is a 3, this is a 4. And then I can decide. Because right now I have no,
I have a freak book. I can show you a 1. I don't know about the viewers. I don't know how if I can show them, but I'll bring it in. I'll let you see it. I want to see what you rate her at, because I'm saying this is definitely, if I've ever seen a 1,
okay,
a 1.
Here's what I can do. Here's what I'll do. You bring it over.
I couldn't speak for literally a week after I saw this picture.
You bring it over. I'll scan it in. Is she clothed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll scan it in. Is it just fucking just despicable to look at or what?
Oh yeah. Beyond like, that. Like you're probably going to vomit in your mouth.
Oh, so it's that bad?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what I'll do. You bring it in, I'll scan it. I'll scan it into my computer. And then I'll post the picture in the not safe for work thread at www.quickstartentertainment.com/forums. Okay? And then there's a not safe for work thread under the where the wild things are.
I believe she was known as a mule-faced woman, if
okay.
I remember right.
Okay, bring it in. I'll scan it, and then I'll post it in there, and people can go there and look at
it. All right.
All right? So you'll probably bring it next week when we record, so it'll be up within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You've never looked at a mule and thought,
Well, I might even be able to. Maybe we can find it on the internet. We'll just Google mule faced woman and see if it pops up. And if it does, I'll post it right away. I'll post it after we post the show. I'm going to try to edit the show tomorrow. And we're running really long. This is a long fucking show. We're almost at an hour and 10 minutes. So we should probably start wrapping it up. What? No, what? No, go ahead.
Nope.
No, don't give me popcorn and no butter. What? Don't fucking look at me like
I'm... leaves me angry and confused.
That's normal. Anything you want to add about your Europe trip or anything we've talked about so far?
I really enjoyed it. People over there, very jealous. Keep doing what you're doing, and send us some cheap fucking beer. Actually, Budweiser, speaking of, we're drinking it. Got bought out by InBev and Belgium company.
I heard something about that.
I was a little upset over that because they said like all of our major beer companies are now owned by foreign companies.
Yeah.
However, this is the first European company. So if eventually Budweiser gets cheaper than water here, all for it. Do that shit, people. Awesome. Then you guys have beer or InBev connections. Make our beer cheaper than water.
It's Belgium? It's Belgium?
Yeah, it's owned by Belgian company.
I think Aaron Poole's girlfriend lives in Belgium right now. Maybe she can make that happen for us.
Yeah, I believe InBev's the Belgian company.
It's like 6 degrees of separation in this
moment. Well, you better give props to Louise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. There's one more thing I had to do. Sorry, Louise. I totally fucking forgot about this. Come here, Weller. Come here.
I don't want to watch this.
Come here. I got to give you a kiss.
That's gay!
This can't be good.
No. It's just like just on the cheek.
Stop it.
Just on the cheek.
Don't do it.
Come on, buddy. Come here.
I swear to God, I'll knock you both out.
No, it's just on the cheek, dude. No, it's cool. Like, you've never fucking kissed me on the cheek before. Perfect. Dude, we were fucking at work today, and you stroked my hand. And then held it.
Inadvertently.
No, bullshit. Bullshit. He says
stroke?
To me. He says to
how
me.
How can you inadvertently?
It wasn't a stroke. I brushed his hand doing something else.
No. There was nothing else.
I'm going to put it in my butt.
No.
No, man, you can't do this.
My hand was in my lap, okay? It was nowhere near anything he was doing. He reaches over and he goes, I'm kind of hungry. And horny and starts petting my fucking hand and then tries to hold it. So motherfucker, don't even tell me that. I promise Louise. And see, the thing is, our listening, it's so important that our listeners, that everything is fucking, I can't promise her. I think she's kind of sweet on you, Weller, a little bit. I mean, she's got a boyfriend, but I think she might be a little sweet on you. Okay, so come here.
He's not like that's perfectly understandable.
All right, okay, you're here. Okay. Don't pull away. Yeah. Don't pull away.
I'm there.
Don't pull away.
Oh! Yeah. Not good.
You didn't shed today, did you?
Patchy facial hair. Fuck. So there you go, Louise. Don't say that we don't do stuff for our listeners. Right there, okay?
I'm going to be sick.
That's what makes misinformation.
That will never happen again.
That's what makes misinformation a little bit more user-friendly than cabin fever. We'll go that extra mile for our listeners, goddammit.
Maybe we should have a female co-host. Just for in case the situation happens again.
I keep trying to get Jenny to do a show with me. Because I think it would be fucking hilarious. Because she's really funny and she won't do it. She's like, no, I'm not going to do it. We'll find somebody.
It'd be her throwing you under the bus for an hour.
And if you think for half a second our listeners wouldn't love seeing me get my ass handed to me, you're stupid.
I would enjoy it.
So would I. It would be great. So, I think that's this week's misinformation. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
And I'm not supposed to be here.
Love you. Some good Funyuns. Oh, it's good shit. Oh.